Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise God. We thank God for you being here. Amen. And thank God for all of you, wherever you might be. This is Blog Talk Radio. We thank you for tuning in. Call a friend and tell a friend that the doctrine of truth is on the air. Father, we thank you right now, oh God, for what you're doing and going to do in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we know you're able to do everything, and we thank you for your blessing. We thank you for your keeping power. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, bless those that's calling in. Bless those that, amen, those that are disturbed, those that are going through a series and a season, amen, of depression. Lord, we ask you to stretch your hand of deliverance. Lift this burden for them. And, oh God, we know you're able to do everything. And we call on you. Jesus said, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those that trespass against us. Lead us not into no temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. Amen. God bless you. This is Doctrine of Truth. We pray that, amen, that your life, amen, that you take back your control. Take back your control of your life. Amen. We know that, amen, we are human and we're going through a lot of things here on earth. Those of you that accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, amen, and we thank you. And you feel better about it, amen, because how you had accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, amen, and we thank God for you, amen, but when you accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, amen, he is Lord. He is Lord of your life. He is Lord of your life. Amen. And he is going to help you like a mother and a father. Amen. Take care of their children. Amen. We have in you to call a friend, tell a friend the doctrine of truth is on the air. Amen. And we listen to, amen, one of the, amen, Jesus is love. He is love.
Jesus.
Jesus is love. He cared for you and he died for you. He stretched his hand out for you and he gave all that he can give. Amen. Here on the earth, that's why now he's in heaven. Amen. He's in heaven and he's moving around and he's preparing a place for us. Amen. He's preparing a place for us. Amen. He's always looking after you. He's always looking after you. And we thank God for you. Amen. From me. Amen. From each and every one of every part of the area code that you're calling for and from. Amen. We're looking at there are many, many, amen, depressions in the Bible. Amen. And God was saying in Acts chapter 10. Amen. And we're going to work from there, but then we go into First Kings, the ninth chapter. First Kings, the ninth chapter. Amen. But first, Acts chapter 10:38. Amen. The apostle Luke was writing, and he recorded, amen, Acts chapter 10:38, how God anointed Jesus Christ from Nazareth, who went about doing good. How God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. For God was with him. Amen. God was with Jesus Christ as God's Son. Amen. Doing good is a part of the ministry of Jesus Christ. Amen. Doing good. Amen. In healing, heal he fed the 5,000. Amen. Then he fed the 4,000. Amen. He fed the 5,000 in Matthew 4:21. Then he turned around in Mark 8:1-9, a few little fish and 7 loaves of bread. He fed the 4,000. Amen. So Jesus went about doing good. He's doing good. Amen. And the things that Jesus did over his ministry, over his lifetime, amen. He fed he healed the leper. He healed the paralytic, the son of the nobleman from Capernaum. The impotent man, the withered hand, the centurion's son, the legions of devils, women with the issue of blood, the 2 blind men, the daughter of Canaanite woman, amen, the deaf and the dumb man of Capernaum, blind man of Bethsaida, the lunatic son, man blind, bone, man that bone was bone blind, woman bound down with the spirit of infirmity. 10 lepers at Samaria and Galilee, blind man at Jericho, servant at the high priest, widow's son, Naaman, daughter of Jairus, and as well as Lazarus. Jesus is a healer. He's a healer. Amen. And you can find him, amen, talking to, amen, God's son, amen. He is his voice, amen. The prophet was God's, amen, spokesman. And he had a very, 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 very Amen. Isaiah 61. Amen. We just want to get a little background. Amen. Isaiah 61, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up broken hearts, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and to open up prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for heaviness, that they may be called the tree of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. Amen. He may give them the garment of praise to the spirit of heaviness. We're talking about, amen, just tuning in, amen, depression. Depression. Amen. And God has given, he knows that we live in the flesh. Amen. He knows that, amen, the part of us that continue to live here, we have to overcome, amen, this body, these emotions. Amen. We have to overcome, amen, a part of this life. Amen, that we live in is. And how we do that, we do practice. Amen. The overwhelming emotions, all emotions that are tied to love, anger, and fear. That's one of the basic emotions that are tied to, amen, love, anger, and fear. Amen. They're tied to that. And Paul told Timothy, God has not given us the spirit of fear. Amen. God has not given us that spirit. Amen. So if you is in those areas of fear, amen, love and anger, amen, you have to learn how to overcome those things. They are fear. And most of it, amen, is because of the fact that we have to learn how, and I keep expressing the word learn, amen, because you have to know yourself, amen, you have to examine yourself and be not afraid to deal with it, amen, because of the fact that, amen, be angry but not sin. Amen, you can be angry but not sin. Amen. So the important situation that goes on here, talking about depression and talking about, amen, the things that you have to deal with, amen, it's yourself. Amen. We want to bring in this a portion here again, amen, in the book of Romans 7. Because you live in the flesh, you live in the spirit, you live, amen. You have to decide whether you're going to walk with God, and you're going to walk with the direction that God has given you, or you have to decide, amen, where the victory coming from, amen. Paul said in Romans 7. Amen. Paul said, I see Romans 7 and in 20:21, Romans 7 and 21, I find then a law that when I would do good, evil is present. For I would delight in the law of God after the inward man. But I see another law in my members, warring the law of my mind and bring me into captivity of the sin which is in me, in my members. Amen. So, O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? But I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then with the mind, I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin. So you got a threefold situation here, body, soul, and spirit. Amen. You live in this body. Amen. You live in this casing. Amen. Your mind is like a computer. It directs you left and right. The information that you have, amen, the information that you have, you move around in. And you, if you don't update that information in your mind and tap into what God wants you to tap in, amen, update what God wants you to, the Holy Spirit say, I want you to take this out now and put this in, amen. I want you to prove this out now and put this in. Amen. You're going to be walking in the old information. And that old information is the flesh. And that old information, you tap the software of fear, love, and anger. Fear, love, and anger. Amen. So what you have here, amen, that you're working, amen, in situations where, amen, you know you live in the flesh. That's the body. I know the Bible says the flesh is dealing with, amen, the spirit of flesh. Amen. But you know you live in a body. Let's say that you know you live in a body. Amen. And what you see out of your eyes and the motion you see, amen, you move around, amen, is the real you. But you're three ways. You're three, amen. Like the car have water, amen. Oil and electricity, amen. You have the electricity, you got to have the water, and you have the oil, amen. To get the car started and keep it running, amen. They don't run out of gas now. Just don't run out of gas, amen. But all those situations there, amen, is a part of you. Is a part of you. So when God began to move and talk to you, amen, and work with you and guiding you, it's with your mind. With your mind. Your mind begin to direct your feet, your body. Amen. So Paul, Elijah, 1 Kings 19, and we're going to talk about the depression of Elijah. The depression of Elijah. Amen. We're talking about the things that, amen, Elijah came out of. We are coming out of now. And I guess we can safe to say, amen, there are things that are coming on this earth. Amen. We're going through the pandemic. We're coming out of some very stressful situations. Amen. But now, we begin to adapt. Amen. We begin to adapt. God begin to show us how to adapt the situation and what to go through. Amen. But you have to get the right information. Amen. Jesus said about this information, amen, there's going to be much and much, amen, deception. Much is an upgraded lie going on. Upgraded lie. But you be able to, amen, you begin to disciple. Amen. The real thing that's happening on this earth. So what you have to do to understand that God knows you are a human being. He knows that. He knows that. Amen. So you have to do something. Number one, you have to do something. I don't know if we get through all of this. Amen. Take care of yourself. Amen. Number three, challenge is the restoration of your self-talk. You're talking to yourself. Amen. Then you got to refocus. Then you got to limit depression, the depressive sixth pattern of isolation. You got to limit yourself how long you're going to have a pity party. Amen. You're going to have to figure out a way amen, and come out of this, because you can't live this way always. You can't live this way always. And many things that are coming upon this earth, many parties and disasters and volcanoes and, amen, the danger. You can't live all this way always. You can't do it. You can't do it. Amen. Look at Elijah for a very short period of time. Amen. Elijah said, and this way, the threatened by Jezebel, Elijah flee to Bathsheba, then to Mount Hori. And Ahab told Jezebel that all Elijah had done. And withal, how he had slain all the prophets with the sword. Then Jezebel sent a messenger Elijah, saying, "Let the gods do to me and more, if I may not take thy life, not thy life as the life of one of them tomorrow about this time." And when he saw that, he rose and went for his life, and came to Bathsheba, which belonged to Judah, and left his servants there. All right, we'll give you the picture. We'll give you a picture. God told Elijah to go down to Bathsheba, go down to Jezebel and pray for the rain, and God gave him a great victory. Amen. Kill up all 400 and some prophets. Amen. Elijah, at that time, those prophets, amen, was able to, on God's permission, to destroy all the false prophets. Now, here's the picture. And when Elijah realized that and got the message from, amen, Jezebel, he ran for his life. He ran for his life. Amen. He was afraid. Amen. And he ran for his life. Amen. And you'll find that when he was running for his life, amen, he did something. Do something. Amen. Long as you do something, amen, you can stay active. Amen. You can be a part of the human race. You're not memorizing. You're not taking a part of all types of, amen, listening to everybody. You're keeping your mind on God. You do something. And after Elijah went to do something, amen, Elijah went and parked himself up under, amen, the juniper tree. Amen. When he got there and he fell asleep, the angel woke him up. Amen. He told him to eat something. Eat some meat. Go fasting. Don't just take time and be a part of the race of those that want to die. Amen. No, you have to eat something. You have to eat something. You have to go somewhere. Amen. Find some type of food. Find something that you like, because you live in the body now. Remember that you live in the body and you're not living out there. Amen. On your own, and the body can't feed itself. You have to feed your body. Amen. You have to take care of your body. You have to, amen, you have to wash clean, amen, and take a bath, amen. You have to go around and other people, amen. You have a job or a place, amen. Go around other people and other places, amen, and listen, and especially if you're at work, Amen. And go ahead and just take care of yourself. Take care of yourself. Then after that, amen, begin to challenge yourself, amen, about what God has said. Begin to challenge yourself. Begin to challenge yourself. Amen. And God said to Elijah, Elijah, what are you doing here? The Holy Spirit, today we have the Holy Spirit, and God began to talk to the Holy Spirit. He said, Elijah, what you doing? What are you doing here, Elijah? And God, and you begin to talk, amen, and he told him to go on down to the next mountain. Go on down, amen. Go on down, and amen, and begin to find that what your focus is. Refocus. There, Jeremiah dealt with the limitation about, amen, the things that he was going through. Many of us today have gotten into situations we never expected to find ourselves, but we're still human. We're still saved, amen. We're still sick, amen. We're still bankrupt, amen. We're jobless, homeless, amen. You're still saved, amen. Look at all the people that are migrating all over the world. Many of them are saved, amen. Look at all the migration that's going on, amen. Like herds of cattle and people that are looking for God. Amen. They God has abandoned them, and God has a need, amen, for our people, amen, Christian people, amen, to be unified, amen. But they still say, amen. So what we have to look at, amen, we have to look at this, amen, even though the world is in a turmoil, amen. And even though, amen, God knows the world going to be in a turmoil. Jesus said so. Jesus said so. Jesus said there are going to be wars and rumors of wars, amen, pestilence in divers places, amen. But he's not yet coming yet. He's not yet coming yet. So we have to spread the word, amen. If you lose your church, your home, your life, amen, your family, et cetera, et cetera. Amen. Material thing is not important now. Amen. But you're going through these areas. You're going through these areas of hunger and depression. Amen. And Jesus said, and Jesus saw that, amen, when God has anointed Jesus in Nazareth, full of the Holy Ghost, went about doing good. Doing good is a part of Christians. Doing good, amen. Doing good is a part of Christianity, amen. Giving water, giving food, giving clothes, amen. That's a part of Christianity. And as well as, amen, healing all manner of sickness. That's a part. That's half of Jesus' ministry. Doing good and healing is half of Jesus' ministry. He did all of that. Amen. So now we have to come to the fact that, amen, when we're going through those areas, make sure you are saved. Make sure you accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, and don't look back. Depression want to make you look back. They want to say, oh, am I sure? Am I saved? Am I sure? Am I set with Christ? No, don't look back. You got to go on. You got to go on. So we're going to recap this situation here. Amen. It's so common, not necessarily common. Jesus said it's going to be time. Amen. We are in this area. We're in this type of life. Everybody, all over the world. Amen. It's a time of sorrow. It's a time of regrets. Amen. It's a time of depression. Amen. But wait and still. Jesus said, my joy I have given unto you. Not as the world giveth I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Amen. We have the joy of the Lord as our strength. Amen. And we don't have to worry about the situations. Amen. We just press on with God. God has given us peace. Amen. In the midst of trouble, he has given us peace. All right, we kind of boil it down there. We try to, amen, we going into the studio. Amen. We want to talk to all of us. Amen. Proverbs says, and amen, Proverbs 24:6 says, a multitude of counselors, there is safety. There's safety. Proverbs 27:17 says, the iron sharpening iron. Amen. To the countenance, a friend will sharpen the countenance of his friend. Amen. We are here to encourage one another. Ensure that you're not the only one. Amen. Yes, you'll be down sometime. Yes, Jesus wept. Jesus wept over Lazarus. Amen. You're not the only one. Amen. You're not the only one. Amen. So let not your heart be troubled, but we want to put it in focus. Let's refocus. Amen. Realize that God loves us and he cares for us. All right, we're going to go in the studio. Maybe gave you enough ammunition. Amen. Those of you in for the first time, amen. It's how we work. We press one on your phone, and we give you the last four digits of your telephone number. Amen. You call out your last four digits in your area code. Amen. You push one on your phone. Amen. But we will not give your name or don't give you out your name. These broadcasts are being recorded, amen, for edification and enjoyment for others in Bible studies, amen, as well. Amen. So you can dial 1-855-236-2252 or 1-347-215-8816. Amen. We're talking about depression, sorrow. Amen. What do you think about it? What do you think about it? Amen. How did the enemy, amen, decided that you're not saved or you should not think this way? I know when I was coming up, amen, searching out and, amen, you know, sometimes the old body say, oh, you shouldn't go this way. False information. Say, oh, you shouldn't act like that. You shouldn't act like that. But, you know, by and by, to read the word of God, amen. That's why Jesus came on the scene, amen, healing all matter of sickness and disease, all matter of sickness and disease, amen. Press one on your phone, Brother Ben, and we'll put you right in, and you can go right ahead and then express yourself. Okay, while we're waiting, we are talking about depression. We're talking about even Jesus said, if you want to do a hymn or a song, or you might want to put a personal song in, or might want to give a testimony. But God is able. That's one thing about it. God is able. He will pick you up. Amen. Where you're torn down. Amen. He would lift your burdens. Amen. He's able. Yes, he's able. Amen. There are many things that are happening today. We expect the man to, all right, we're at 954-5871. 954.
Praise the Lord, Bishop.
God bless you.
This is a quick testimony. I just want to say, you know, depression is real. I have came in contact with many people, and throughout life, knowing, you know, that I'm, one, a child of God, you know, my family was devoted, praying, mothers, grandmothers, ancestors, all of the above, and to just be with that spirit. You have to know what you know and know that he will make a way no matter what. I can't tell you how many stories I can, like, go on and on just telling testimonies. But I just want to say, no matter what you're going through, Jesus will always work. There's no one perfect, but he can fix it. all it takes is just time, patience, and a little bit of awakening. He will show you the way. I have
all right.
two kids.
Go ahead.
I have two kids. One of them, I mean, she's a hard worker. She's a woman that trusts in God. She goes every day. And the other day she was saying, you know, Mommy, how do I go about if my boss tell me I have to come in on my day off? She was so tired. And I told her, I said, listen, sometimes you just got to go. I said, but if it had not been for you picking up that phone, he would never know that you were going to be able to come in or not. So I told her, sometimes your choices are your decisions. You already made that choice when you picked up that phone. You could have let him go to the voicemail. And she was like, you're right. So I just want to really truly say I appreciate the message, and it's really truly touched home because depression is real. And I told her, I said, listen, that was your choice. You decide to pick up the phone, you go to work.
All right, all right. God bless you. God bless you,
woman
of God. We thank you, God. Amen. All right, we have 561-1413. 561-1413.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God bless everybody out there in Blog Talk Land. God bless you, Bishop. I just like to say a little edification, a whole lot of frustration. And I feel honestly edified just by what you said and what the young lady just said. So God bless you. And I just want to say we have to encourage ourselves. And we're human. We're supernatural, but we're also natural. We're going to go through a little depression. But thank God, when we sing a little song or a hymn, quote a scripture, it blesses us. It's like an energy pill or like a vitamin pill. It gives us what we need. So in these times that are sometimes it rains, sometimes just on our side, so it may seem, but God will cover us. He will cover us emotionally when we give him the praise through these evil, wicked days. So we just boost everybody up, pray for one another, and most of all, love one another, and continue to stand on the word of the one who has all power in his hand. I speak life right now to everyone on the airwaves. God bless you, and may Jesus keep you. Amen.
All right. God bless you. Man of God, amen. Speak life. Speak life. Amen. The power is in the tongue. Amen. That old natural man want to say something wrong. Amen. But don't let no negativity or fear or anything come out of your mouth. Amen. Just hold it in. Amen. All right. We're rolling right along. We're talking about, amen, what we're experiencing. Amen. In the body. Amen. What we're experiencing. Amen. What being bombarded. Now remember, amen, like the last caller said, all right, 229-8742.
229-8742. Praise the Lord. Praise everyone that hear my voice. Depression. I looked up depression, and depression is a low of state. It means when you're lowered and you've really gone down, and it's the act of being down, feeling down. And I began to think about our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and I want to just put what the Lord has kind of laid on my heart. And when Jesus was in the Garden of Gethsemane, just before he went to Calvary, I believe he was in a state of depression, because there's nothing come upon us that he has not gone through. He has not felt So according to Matthew, the 26th chapter, I believe the 26th chapter, verse 36 says, "Then said he to them," talking to his disciples when he was saying he was feeling sorrowful and very heavy. It said, "My soul is exceedingly sorrowful to death. Tarry ye here and watch with me." And he asked them to pray. And he went a little further, the Bible says, and fell on his face and prayed, saying, "O my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me." The cup that he was about to take, he was human, the human side of man in him wanted the cup to pass. And I think even more so when he went back and saw his disciples asleep. I'm sure if you've asked somebody, it could bring a spirit of depression. We know that the enemy was coming against him. But he had a nevertheless in his spirit. We should always have a nevertheless. He said his soul was exceedingly sorrowful. The Bible said he prayed to like drops of blood that came down. Ended with nevertheless, "Not my will, but let thy will be done." And we get in that low state. We have to say, "Lord, your will. Not my will, but let your will be done." It don't look good. It don't feel good. I'm in a bad place right now, but let your will be done. And he came in and got the victory. And we know that Jesus experienced depression because he would never know how we felt. If we say, "Lord, I'm depressed," he can't say, "Well, I don't know what they're talking about. I ain't feel that." I think he went into think of our Savior, the Mighty One. But he was in the Garden of Gethsemane. Sometimes we get in that place, feel it's lower than low, and we just don't know how we're going to make it. But if we say, "Nevertheless, not my will, but let thy will be done." He also experienced anger when he went into the temple and overturned the money changers and he beat them out. He was angry. Sometimes we don't see that side of our Savior. But everything that we go through and are yet to go through, he's already won it at victory, at Calvary. He got the victory. So I just, when I start, I said, "Lord, you depressed?" And I feel that he was, because he says, "My soul is exceedingly sorrowful." And so I just wanted to throw that in because it enlightened me as the Lord was leading me and showing me the different temperament of Jesus when he was human on this earth. Now, when he came up out of the grave on the third day, he rose with all power in his hand. And that's why in Acts it tells us he went about doing good, healing the oppressed, and all of the other spirits. And so I just thank God for allowing me to say these few words at this time.
Amen. Amen. Ooh. Isn't that good? Amen. God, his word. I would say his word. Amen. Let you know that he was human as well as, amen, God Almighty himself, amen. So we have to understand, amen, that we are supernatural, and we've been born again, and God has given us in his spirit, our new man is born again, amen. All right. All right, are you still online? Amen. Are we moving on? Amen. God bless you. Amen. We have another comment of those of you, amen, that like to get a part of this conversation. Amen. I know sometimes it's like the time to run out. Amen. But you'd be surprised. Amen. When you express yourself. Amen. Jesus said, amen, amen, out of your mouth come blessing, amen, and cursing. Amen. If you think about that, out of your mouth come blessing and cursing. Amen. So we have to learn how to control yourself. Proverbs says that, amen, a man cannot control himself like a city, amen, with the walls broken down. Amen. Anything can come in and out, but you have to say, nope, I'm not going to deal with that. Nope, amen, I'm going to walk away from this. Amen, nope, amen. A soft answer, turn away wrath. But you can't control it. You can't control it. All right, with the Holy Spirit is the one that leads and guides you. Amen. All right, we can press one on the phone. We don't want to take up the time. I think we've got about another 5 or 6 minutes here. Amen. We're talking about depression, sorrow. Amen. You're still human. Oh, yeah, you're still human. You just live in a body. Amen. And I know that's kind of a little heavy for you, but you're still human. And the adjustment, Paul was saying in Romans 7, amen, that he, oh, wretched man that I am. I'm trying to learn. Paul said he found out that, amen, what's going on inside of me, amen, is not from the outside, the world, the situation. All of that, he had to take a part of that and evaluate that. Amen. Paul said it. Amen. Try the spirit. See whether or not it's of God. Apostle John. Amen. Then he said, Book of Romans. Amen. He's talking about all the different things. Amen. We need to understand about ourselves. It's about ourselves. All right. I know that the enemy interject things, throw things in your way. He push things out there and cause people to look at you and amen, and you take a part of it. It's just like a fishing. When you're going fishing, the enemy throw things out there and see which one you want to bite at. You say, oh, look at that. Oh, that's good. Okay, I'm going to try that. Right? And then say, oh, I got it. I got him here. I got him there. Amen. But you can just push it away. You push it away. You stand here and you still live in this area. All right, we're going on, we're moving on. Amen. We're talking about depression. Amen. Many people want to commit suicide. They want to commit suicide. They try to please the world, they try to please themselves. Amen. They try to please the mama, the daddy. Amen. But they forget about their life. God has given, man is a seed. And when it's connected, man and female, you produce life. You produce life. And regardless of what kind of environment people live in, and man and woman get together, they produce life. Amen. Then you put it, then the husband and wife and children go into an environment. They go into an environment, cold weather, hot weather. Amen. And they begin to live in those kind of environments. Because God came back after, amen, his people. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Now that world is not material things. It is people. God loved people. Amen. He created Adam and Eve. Amen. After he created the whole world, he created Adam and Eve. In his own image, in his own likeness. So God come back as his people. Jesus come back as his people. And he made a new heaven and a new earth. So God is what? God loves you. God care for you. Amen. God care for you. So don't let nobody tell you you're nothing. You're nobody. Amen. You just need to exercise. And like Paul said, he talked to himself, positive to yourself. You're going to make it. You're going to go on. You can take it. Amen. You're going to, amen. You find a car. You find a truck. You find a bicycle. You got anything. You got to go on. You got to go forward. All right, we're going to get ready to, we can take one or two more callers. Amen. We're taking one or two more callers. Express yourself. Amen. You can dial 1-855-232. Amen. 2252. 1-347-215-8816. Amen. You can press one on your phone. Amen. We will not give out your name. We just give you the area code and your last four digits. The area code and last four digits. Amen. Those of you, amen, that's going want to go to blogtalkradio.com/JCI Ministries. Amen. blogtalkradio.com/JCI Ministries. Or you can go to our website, www.jciministries.org. Amen. You can go to our website, and you can it's there. Amen. All right. We go ahead, and we're going to get ready to anyone desire. Amen. You can pray. Anyone want to set up a prayer for those that are on the line. Those that are on the line, amen. You can be in the studio now. You can go and send a prayer, push one on your phone, and we'll be glad to have you come in and give a prayer for the people. And we thank God for you and you, amen. Each and every one, amen. Send a prayer up. All right, we at 229-8742. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you for this opportunity, this hour that we have spent, God, just sharing your word. Thank you that your word stands. It cannot fail. And Father, we pray for everyone that's on the line. We pray for Bishop, and we pray for his family, his wife, God. We pray in the name of Jesus for the young lady with the testimony and even the young men that came in, everyone, those who may not have said nothing, but they are just sitting and listening. Father, we ask that you cover us in the name of Jesus with your blood and help us to always realize that whatever we go through, you've already been through it. You've already got the victory at Calvary, and you rose with all power in your hand. So, Father, we just pray for a covering of you and the blood of Jesus over our lives. And it's in the name of Jesus we'll continue to give you praise. Touch bereaved families, those who are sick in the hospital. Father, whatever the condition might be, thank you for Calvary. And in the name of Jesus, continue to help us to look up. Be encouraged. No matter what the enemy is trying to bring against us, we know that you told us to rejoice. And so help us to have joy, even in our trials and tribulations. And it's in Jesus Christ's name that we ask this, and we give you all the praise. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. All right, anyone else? Just press one on your phone. Amen. We're getting ready to go, amen, to our final closing. Amen. Press one on your phone. Amen. We thank God for you, each and every one. Amen. All right. 954-5871. 954-5871. All right. All right. We thank God for each and every one. Amen. Remember, Jesus is a healer. Jesus is a healer. Amen. He's always there. He's always come in time. Amen. He doesn't have to wait around because he knows what the enemy's doing. He knows what the doctors are doing. He has all power in his hand. Amen. If you understand that God heals all situations. Amen. The son of the noble man from Capernaum. Amen. The leper, the paralytic. Amen. The impotent man, the withered hand, the centurion's son, the legions of devils, the woman with the issue of blood, the two blind men, the daughter at Canaan, the daughter of Canaanite woman, the deaf and dumb man at Capernaum, blind man at Bethesda, the lunatic's son, man born from the blind from his birth. The woman bowed down with the spirit of infirmity. 10 lepers of Samaria, Galilee. Blind man at Jericho. Servants of the high priest. The widow's son, and Naaman, the daughter of Jairus, and leper, and Lazarus. Father, we thank you right now, O God, for stretching your hand of deliverance upon each and every one. Lord, we know you're able to do everything but fail. And God, we ask you to pray for those that, amen, those that all over the world, amen, they're distressed, oh God, and they're going to and fro, amen. Lord, help us to be able to help them, amen. God, regardless of what we have or what we can do, amen. Jesus is Lord, love. And God, we pray, amen, the things that the world is going through. Amen. Let's say you will take care of your people. Amen. You will take care of your people. Amen. And God, amen. We ask that, amen, you and gift it and you be able to, amen, use our resources that you've given all these people here on this service. Amen. In this program, and God, and gift them, amen, with that spirit of healing. The spirit of giving, amen. The spirit, amen, empower them to be able to help others. Oh, God, you told Abraham, I'm going to give unto you, Abraham, that you be able to give unto others. Oh, Lord, we speak blessings on these, amen, in the studio, oh, God, in the radio station, amen, that you be able to bless them that they be able to give, amen, be able to give unto those that are coming, oh God. The homes are tore down. The country is dried up, amen. The blood is washing away, amen. But God, you have all power. You can make a way. We're making a way. Bless you now. And we bless all of you. In Jesus the Christ we pray. Amen. Amen. Amen.